So proud moment was being sworn in as a U.S. citizen for waiting for so long. And I didn't think it was going to matter, but I felt something different. So when I was sworn in and the judge said, part of being an American citizen is to question your government, and that's part of being American. I really loved that, embraced that, and just felt like I finally have a home. And I know that's a big word, but to me, it fit. My name is Assam Al-Shaibi. I live in Boulder, Colorado, and we're all hanging out here in my backyard. And I'm a filmmaker and teacher at Colorado State University. I think the best way to describe my identity is something like very technical, which is I was born in Iraq. So I'm Iraqi, and my ethnic background is Arab. And I was raised in a Muslim family. So I'm an Arab American. So my story of coming to the United States is similar to a lot of stories with Arab families. So like, I think I was around 4 and we moved to Iowa City, Iowa in the Midwest from Iraq. This is in the 70s. I was really enamored by the United States. I mean, this is a time when, you know, like Star Wars just came out, television was a big deal, and we would travel back and forth between Iraq and the United States to visit. So I was aware that I was from Iraq, and I had this feeling like, oh, I'm a foreigner. I'm from another place. But it was really much later when I started playing around for photography and Super 8 millimeter film and video that I started to realize I could do something with that. Went to film school at Columbia College in Chicago, and then ironically, Iraq kind of called me back at the start of the U.S. invasion. Like, I remember when I went back to Iraq, you know, I had this, you know, little fantasy that maybe things would get so well that I could move back. But I immediately realized how American I was, and what I thought American is, was the Brady Bunch. And all the TV shows that I watched in the 70s, it's just white blonde kids. And so I thought that's what American is. Also, like Iowa, I mean, it was just not the most diverse place. But then there were these moments. Like, I remember watching Muhammad Ali on TV, and just his name, like that lit something in me. And also the way he talked to like white reporters and stuff, he was different and was saying things that were powerful. And later when I moved into Chicago, I felt more normal. I was like, I remember I was in a neighborhood and there was like 5 different languages being spoken around me, and everyone was from somewhere else. And being from Iraq, immigrant, whatever the hell my story was normal, boring, benign. Yeah, we know it. I'm probably more American than most people. When you become a citizen, you have to take a test. And you have to like take an oath to fight for this country from threats, foreign and domestic. And there's a whole lot of domestic threat right now coming from people that wave the American flag. And I'm happy to take them on to defend who we are and to make this place open for all people. Our country's getting browner. It's getting more mixed. It's getting weirder. And that's who we are.